Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories that you would like to share, if you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, or health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. And we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. Dr. Jane Marquise will be with us at the bottom of the hour. She's a naturopath and a homeopath and also the host of the Empowered Mind and Powered Health podcast. She's a Canadian naturopath, and we're going to talk about the really horrific situation with healthcare in Canada, as well as mind-body, the mind-body connection with Dr. Jane Marquise. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com or pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website. If you're an entrepreneur or you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want to start a home-based business, work out of your home, if you want to work part-time, make some spare change, and help change the world at the same time. And I'm not kidding when I say change the world. At the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to someone, or just click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010, calls in our next segment. Dr. Jane Marquise will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about homeopathy, mind-body, and the really not very good health situation in Canada. She was telling me today on the phone, some 80% of Canadians believe what they're being told by the Canadian government in this very interesting time that we're living in. Talk to Jane Marquise, Dr. Jane Marquise at the bottom of the hour, and get your calls next segment. All right, so I want to continue talking about the skin, my favorite organ, and most people's favorite organ, I would have to say, even though it's not as critical as the heart or the spleen or the intestine or the lungs or any of the internal structures. It's our favorite organ because that's the one everybody sees. The fact that we don't understand our skin, the fact that we don't understand the way the skin is put together, costs us a lot of money and costs us a lot of misery. We don't really understand what's going on with our skin. We break out. We don't really know why we break out. How many people do you think understand really the mechanism of a zit? Or the mechanism, for that matter, of a rash or a boil? Or, for that matter, of a wrinkle? Or photo damage? We just do what we're told for the most part when it comes to how we take care of our skin. And doing what we're told is never a good health strategy. Doing what we're told is never in our interest when it comes to taking care of our health. I shouldn't say never. Maybe sometimes it's in our interest. But for the most part, if we just do what we're told, we're going to end up in the mess that we're in. We're going to end up in a mess like the mess that we're in. Looks are deceiving when it comes to the skin. We don't see it the way it really is. We don't see it as structured, which it is. We don't see it as made up of composite parts, which it is. We don't see it as an immune organ, which it is. We don't see it as a nervous organ or almost like a brain on the outside of our body, which it is. We don't see it as layered. Layers of the skin. Even if you talk to skincare professionals, sometimes they'll say, "Well, there's two layers of the skin." No, there's not. There's actually three layers of the skin, and the fact that there's a third layer which functions independently of the other two layers plays a really important role when it comes to taking care of our skin. This third layer is called the stratum corneum. It's the surface. It's the hard surface. And if we really understood what was happening at the stratum corneum, we would be less likely to just rub things on the surface and hope for the best. That's how most of us take care of our skin. We rub stuff on the stratum corneum and then hope for the best. We don't know what's happening. We don't understand the interaction between what we're putting on the skin and the chemistry that's going on in the skin surface and the stratum corneum. So the stratum corneum gets its name. Stratum means layer. Corneum means hard. It gets its name because it's a hard layer. But it is not inert. It's very, very biochemically active, this stratum corneum. I've been writing, I decided finally to write my book on the skin a few months ago, and I've been writing about the stratum corneum. I'm up to page 30. I'm just talking about the stratum corneum, which is supposedly dead. That's how much stuff is going on in there. And I'm not even probably halfway done. I got to figure out how I'm going to trim this thing down. I'm only on the very outer surface of the skin. I'm already into 30 pages. This outermost layer of the skin, this uppermost layer of the skin, the stratum corneum, is about 1/10 of a piece of notebook paper thin. Yet this 1/10 of a piece of notebook paper thick structure plays a major, major, major role, not just in the health of the body, not only in the health of the body, but in the health of the whole, not only in the health of the skin, but in the health of the whole body. So ostensibly, the stratum corneum is just a barrier. It's a blockade to toxins, irritants, and microbial invaders. It gets its name from the hard proteins it contains, this protein called keratin. We've talked about this in the past. Keratin is the same stuff that's in horse that makes up horse hooves or fingernails. It's like you have a thin layer of fingernail on the surface of the skin. And this keratin lives inside these bags. They're remnants of living cells. They're cells. They're called cells, corneocytes. Whenever you hear the word site, we're talking about cells. These corneocytes are basically just bags that carry keratin inside of them. They have a few other things in them. We'll talk about that in a minute. One particular set of molecules or complex of molecules is really important for keeping the stratum corneum moisturized. They live in the corneocytes as well, but mostly the corneocytes are made up of keratin, as well as water and these little particles that are collectively referred to as the natural moisture factor. Very, very important complex of molecules that plays a significant role in keeping the stratum corneum hydrated and soft and flexible. These corneocytes are the end result of cells that have migrated upwards from the bottom to the top. And this is really, really important. This migration from the bottom to the top is really the very essence of skin health. When we're young, the movement of cells from the bottom to the top, from the what's called the basal layer, the bottom layer, to the stratum corneum layer is about 4 weeks. As we age, that slows down. Goes up to maybe 6 or 7 or even up to 8 weeks as we age. This journey upwards from the bottom of the epidermis, the bottom of the skin, actually the bottom of the skin surface, to the top of the skin surface is referred to as transit time. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. This transit time plays a major role in the health of the skin as well as in the development of various skin diseases. This transit time movement from the bottom to the top plays a role in acne. It plays a role in eczema. It plays a role in psoriasis. It plays a role in skin dryness. It plays a role in pigmentation issues like melasma or the opposite, which is called vitiligo. There's all kinds of things, this movement, there are all kinds of implications, ramifications for dysfunctions in this movement from the bottom to the top. This movement from the bottom to the top, this transit time involves the cells taking different shapes, and that different shape process is called differentiation, and it's a key player. not just in skin diseases, but in a lot of health challenges, including cancer. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and all our lines are open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Jane Marquise will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little naturopathy and homeopathy and mind-body medicine, and also a little bit about the health situation in Canada.
where they have free medicine on the government. Actually, it's not free ever because taxes pay for it. But you can go in and get your drugs for free and get your medical procedures done for free, at least no cost to you at the time. And we'll talk a little bit about what that does to what the net effect of that is for Canadians' health with Dr. Jay Marquise at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, or in this segment if we have them, 844-236-6010. All right, so we'll continue talking about the skin tomorrow. A couple stories I wanted to get to today. One was really interesting. My buddy Kevin sent this out. Hi, Kevin, if you're listening. Sent this to me yesterday. Cancer's Achilles heel discovered by scientists. Scientists may be one step closer to defeating cancer after finding what researchers at the University of British Columbia in Canada call the disease's Achilles heel. Their study has uncovered a protein that fuels tumors when oxygen levels are low. Imagine that. There's a protein that makes tumors, in other words, tumors occur, or tumors grow, or tumors are fueled when oxygen levels are low. Surprise, surprise. Maybe these researchers should start to read Dr. Otto Warburg, who talked about this in the early part of the 20th century. The Nobel Prize-winning professor, Dr. Otto Warburg, talked about how cancer, a cell turns cancerous. And by the way, there's no such thing as cancer. There's cancerous cells. There's no such thing as breast cancer. There's breast cell cancer. There's no such thing as prostate cancer. There's prostate cell cancer. Cancer is a cellular phenomena, not an organ phenomena, even though we treat it at the level of the organ. We diagnose it at the level of the organ, and we nomenclature it. We name it at the level of the organ. But it is a cellular phenomena. Cancer is the end result of cells. A cancerous cell is the end result of lack of oxygen, lack of nutrition, and toxicity. Really, lack of oxygen is the bottom line, because everything else is about oxygen. Nutrition is about oxygen, and toxicity is about oxygen, at least to a certain extent. So oxygen levels drop. Cells go into a form of respiration, a form of energy production that doesn't involve oxygen. They're like, okay, there's no oxygen. We'll just start to operate in an oxygen-free environment. We'll just start to operate anaerobically without oxygen. Well, this kind of energy production requires a cell to divide very rapidly, and that's the hallmark sign of cancer. Folks, cancer is an oxygen issue. Cancerous cells become cancerous. Cells become cancerous when their oxygen levels are low. So now we have a protein that's associated with this. You don't need to know about the protein. The reason they're so excited about a protein is because now they can come up with a drug that will block the protein. That's the whole strategy. Not to give the cell oxygen, not to figure out why the cell is anoxic or without oxygen, but to take care of the protein. And of course, the way you do that is with drugs, as it says right here in this article. It could hold the key to new treatments for the deadliest form of the disease, including breast, pancreatic, lungs, bowel, and prostate cancer. Cancer cells depend on this enzyme, which is upregulated by low oxygen, to survive, which ultimately makes it their Achilles heel. You see what they're doing here? They're not taking care of the problem. They're taking care of the sign of the problem. This is how medicine works. And while it may be beneficial from a symptomatic perspective, well, it may give you short-term or symptomatic benefits, it doesn't take care of the problem. Why are cells low in oxygen? Because of inflammation, because of toxicity, because of a lack of nutrition, because of poor lifestyle choices. Cells don't have a lack of oxygen if we're living a healthy lifestyle. When our lifestyle choices, and that includes involuntary things that we do, like breathe the air, and by involuntary I mean we can't control what's in the air, we can't even control what's in the water. So we're subjecting our bodies to abuse, and a cancerous cell is the response. When a cell turns cancerous, it's the response to that abuse. That's what cancer is, and that's why you can't defeat cancer. That's why you're not going to find a cure for cancer. Yes, they may be able to find something that tweaks that enzyme, but you're not going to take care of the problem. What are you going to do when another cell becomes hypoxic? Give more medicine? This is the craziness of our medical model, and it's not about doctors who are good people. It's not about the individual physician who has sworn allegiance to the principle of alleviating suffering. That's a beautiful thing. Healthcare professionals are really good people. They want to alleviate suffering. It's the paradigm. It's the model. So if you want to protect your body from becoming, or cells of your body from becoming cancerous, if you want to reduce the likelihood of getting cancer, I say reduce the likelihood because you're not going to reduce the odds completely because just the world we live in. Make sure that you're breathing. Make sure that you're reducing inflammation or eliminating anything that has that triggers an inflammatory response. Make sure that you're nutriating. Make sure that you are moving your body because movement facilitates oxygenation, movement, especially of the circulatory system, the blood and the lymph. And in fact, stagnation of the blood and the lymph is one of the major reasons why cells become low oxygen. Our sedentary lifestyle. That's why it says sitting is the new smoking. I like hyperbaric oxygen chambers. Everybody should be able to enjoy a hyperbaric oxygen treatment. If you do have cancer, hyperbaric oxygen is something you definitely want to think about, but even if you don't, just for anti-aging strategies. I like chelation therapy too. Chelation is a way of assuring that the movement of blood is moving appropriately through the body, chelation therapy. There's lots of ways to assure that your body stays healthy and that your cells stay rich in oxygen. All right. And then one more I'm going to read here, 844-236-6010. Jay Marquise will be with us in our next segment. This one, if I can find it here, this is really interesting. This is about dermatology. It's apparently, dermatologists are now thinking that folks who are using immune suppressant drugs are going to need to have 3 vaccine shots. Why? Because their immune system is suppressed. But it doesn't quite make sense to me why an immune-suppressed patient should have to be subject to the antibody response that is induced by vaccination. It seems like if your immune system is suppressed, that's when you really want to be careful about inducing an antibody response. Nonetheless, this is what dermatology, at least according to the Dermatology Digest, recommends, that people who are on immune suppressant drugs, and the immune suppressant drugs are given for diseases like psoriasis, which is an immune condition. Immune suppressant drugs, these so-called biologic substances, suppress the immune system to, again, alleviate symptoms. But when that happens, you're going to obviously be more susceptible to viral infections. And so the thinking now is, well, you may need 3 vaccines. Whether that's a great idea or not, I don't know. This whole thing about vaccinations is just very troubling, and we'll leave it at that. All right. Dr. Jay Marquise coming up in our next segment, naturopathic doctor, homeopathist, and podcast host of the Empowered Mind, Empowered Health program. Dr. Jay Marquise coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News, Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They were registered, went through the gate, and they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is two people left on the 8th. Three people came in on the 6th, and two people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
President Biden is frustrated with American journalists asking him questions. Jen Psaki at the White House lectern on Monday.
I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccines, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
Journalist with The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says Biden's handlers are trying to script the presidency.
I'm old enough to remember Jen Psaki on day one saying that she and the administration, the president, would always be transparent with the American people. On the economy, he's got a big inflation problem. On rising crime, he's got a big police morale and police retirement and resigning problem. Police reform also just failed recently. On immigration, he's got a big open border problem. The numbers are on pace to eclipse now 2.3 million people entering the country illegally. That matches the population of the fourth largest city in the U.S., Houston. And what does the president and vice president do? They attack Border Patrol agents and a story smearing them as whip-wielding racist on Afghanistan. An utter debacle, and somehow not one person in the administration gets fired over that. So Jen Psaki wants the press to obey. It's why she provides the president with a list of handpicked reporters that he follows to the T when he does a press conference. It's why we often, when he makes public statements, he turns his back on reporters on the way out. Simply put, you can't script a presidency, but they're trying to do so anyway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box if you miss a program or you want to review a topic or share it with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. And even better, you can start a home-based business selling nutritional supplements, selling the longevity nutritional supplements and helping change people's lives. If that sounds intriguing, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want a home-based business or work out of your home part-time or full-time, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. Also to order your longevity products, 866-735-2470. Also, take a look at our True Skin Health products if you're looking for high-end skincare. All formulated in my compounding pharmacy. True treatments are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, and they work fast, and they work with just one or two drops or one or two pea-sized amounts of our Truth Retinol Gels or Truth Transdermal C Serum or Truth Balms. And you can check out our reviews at truthreview.com. 2,000, going on 2,200 now, I believe, 4- and 5-star reviews are all up at truthreview.com, truthreview.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Jane Marquise is a naturopath. She is a homeopath. She's also a podcast host of the Empowered Mind Empowered Health podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about the Canadian healthcare system as well as mind-body medicine and a little bit about homeopathy as well. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Jane Marquise. Hello, Dr. Jane.
Hi, Ben.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for coming on the program. So what exactly is the Empowered Mind Empowered Health show? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I started it as a reaction to what I've seen as naturopathic doctor, but especially recently in how people give away their own power to something that is they perceive as, you know, greater than them, like government or healthcare. And I've always believed that healing is an inside job and that we're responsible for our own health. So it's just teaching people or, you know, talking to people that have had great success in taking on that responsibility and being sovereign over their own health and having great success with it. And so, yeah, it's inspiring. It's meant to be inspiring.
Do you think it's a sliver of the population that has that kind of, that really wants to make a difference and take control of their lives? Or do you think it's a big minority? It's certainly not the majority, but what do you think? Most people yay or most people nay?
I have hope that, you know, a lot of people will awaken to this kind of thinking. And then I read something last night on Facebook that dashed my hopes.
Don't read Facebook, Dr. Jane. It's very depressing. What did you read? Just, you want to share what you read?
It's something that's running through Facebook. I can read it, and it's completely giving away your health and saying that you don't care. I'll read it. It says, I'm vaccinated, and no, I don't know what's in it, neither this vaccine nor the ones I had as a child, nor in the Big Mac or in the hot dogs or in other treatments.
Oh, I think I read that.
Right? Whether it's for cancer, AIDS, arthritis. And,
I don't care. I eat a Big Mac all the time, and I don't care, right? Is that the point of it? Yeah, I know. I read that. I was going to answer it, but then I thought, what's the point? I was going to put a comment. What is the point of any of that?
It's so far from what I believe. I mean, I became a naturopathic doctor so that I could help myself and my family and be 100% certain. And well, no one's 100% certain, but be very empowered by knowledge and make my choices from that place, right? So it's so far from what I believe.
That's really scary. In Canada, unfortunately, you know, my Canadian brothers and sisters, they seem to have drank the Kool-Aid even more than they have here, do you think?
I'd say so. I think it could be 70-80% that are completely bought into this kind of thinking and giving away their power to Big Pharma and an agenda. Yeah.
How much of that has to do with free healthcare?
You know, I pondered this myself over the last year quite often because as a naturopathic doctor, I see when patients have to pay for services, they're more likely to invest in their own health. So over decades in Canada, we've experienced this free health system, which, you know, it just makes people much more compliant and more willing to give away their own thinking ability and their own responsibility and health. And it's a trend for sure.
So it's free in terms of money, although it's not really free because your taxes are paying for it. But in terms of money, at least at the point of purchase, it's free. But what's it really costing?
Well, exactly. So it's called universal healthcare, right? And so you go to emergency and you don't pay in that moment, but yes, you pay through taxes for years. And so it's not really free, but the perception is that it's free. But our, you know, our waiting times in emergency are like, I have 3 hours is quick. So
because everybody's taking advantage of the system instead of working on things themselves, probably.
That's what I see. I see people just running to emergency or running to their doctor and asking for antibiotics or, you know, some kind of treatment instead of taking responsibility and treating it, you know, as much as they can from home and learning, right, how to treat it. So they're just, doing exactly what you're saying.
Do you have, like, health food stores and nutritional stores and vitamin stores everywhere like you do in the United States?
We do, in most small towns,
What's the situation with vitamin, like the doses of vitamins or even vitamins themselves, or not just vitamins, but nutritional supplements? What's the situation with doses of various nutritional supplements and even the availability of certain nutritional supplements?
I know it's really controlled. I have friends that try to put out, you know, supplements, and they go through this rigorous process. And I even know some supplement companies that have had to leave Canada to go to the U.S. So that's really controlled a lot of substances that can help people a lot.
How about dosages? Like, are doses limited, say, vitamin C or vitamin E or B complex or mineral, zinc, for example? Are the doses limited?
Yeah, I mean, they choose what dose to put on the bottle, right? But it's often a lot less than what you need to actually achieve health, yeah.
I want to talk to you about this book, The Empowered Handbook. Is it available first of all? Is it something you can buy right now?
It is available. It just came available 2 days ago, and there's a link on Frisian Press.
What is the link? Give us the website.
Hold on, I'll get it.
Okay, well, hang on. We got to take a break, Jane. Give it to us when we come back in the break, and I want you to talk a little bit about the book, and then I want to talk some homeopathy when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Jane Marquise is with us, naturopath, homeopath, and host of the Empowered Mind, Empowered Health podcast. We'll be back with Dr. Marquise on the bright side right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Jane Marquise, naturopath, homeopath, and host of the Empowered Mind, Empowered Health radio program, and now the author of the book, Jane's Empowered Handbook. So talk to us, Jane. What is the Empowered Handbook about?
Again, it's my response to helping people become responsible for their own health. And I was a naturopathic doctor first and then a homeopath. And as a homeopath, I realized how connected the mind is to our own health. And so this book is teaching about 17 homeopathic remedies that are used mostly acutely. But I also talk about how to choose them with some of the information on what might be going on mentally. For instance, my daughter was cured of a really bad cough, not from, you know, the normal remedies that would be thought of from cough, but when I combined the feeling of sadness and then gave her the remedy Ignatia, she was cured almost immediately. So it's empowering because it gets people just to connect those two things. And then the 12 cell salts are also involved that are really easy to use, and you can start to combine them for almost any health problem at all. And so it just teaches about all 12 cell salts as well.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about the cell salts, definitely. I've always been intrigued by them. But before you get to that, a couple things about homeopathy. You said acute. Can you use homeopathy, like, daily, like homeopathic remedies as a tonic or to deal with chronic health challenges more than acute health challenges?
Use them for both. But homeopathy is used a slightly different paradigm. We treat when symptoms are there, and then we back off when they're not. So we treat as needed with homeopathy, which is really a paradigm shift, because with most medicine, you know, you take it once, twice, three times a day for 2 weeks or 3 months, right? But with homeopathy, you take it, you get this amazing initial reaction if it's matched well, and that's part of the what's needed with homeopathy. It has to match the symptoms and match the individual. And then you see this reaction that happens. You let your body continue healing, and then if there's a slip backwards, that's when you redose. So my book really teaches about dosing and potency and that kind of thing, which are a bit of a mystery a lot of the time.
How much of homeopathy is mental, given that you're using such tiny, tiny dilutions and tiny concentrations? How much of it really relies on belief?
So when we take a case, 50% is focused on mental, emotional, and so it's a big part of a case. And then the rest is physical, and you match the two in order to find a remedy. So that's what I was saying with my daughter's cough. I didn't get a reaction with, you know, normal cough remedies like fungia. I had to include the mental, emotional component, and then I got an amazing reaction with the right remedy.
Okay, so the Schussler, is that how you say it? Schussler salts? How do you say
it? So,
Dr. Schussler, tell us a little bit, what are they? I mean, talk to beginners. I don't really even know much about them. So talk to us like total beginners, like people who've never heard of cell salts. What are they? How they work? How do you use them?
Yeah, so they were developed by Dr. Schussler. And what he found, he looked at cells of cadavers and found that there were 12 essential cells needed by the human body in order to thrive. And so he developed these Schussler cell salts. And when you see disease, then what you do is match that disease or what's needed with the cell salt. And then when you take the cell salts needed, health is restored. It acts a little slower, more like a vitamin than homeopathy, because you would take, say, 3 a day for 3 months if it was chronic. And if it's acute, you take more. So you would take 3 every 30 minutes until you start to feel better, say, with a cold or a flu or something like that.
So these are actually salts, if you will, elements that the cell needs and that the cell is presumably deficient in or somehow out of balance in when disease shows up. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. And okay. The disease shows up as a lack of this particular salt. So they're like a mineral that the body is already has.
Okay, so sodium chloride is table salt, obviously. So these cell salts are combinations of chlorides, I imagine, with calcium and iron and potassium. Are they all chlorides?
Not all of them. So there is one which is based on salt, not mirror, which is...
Is that table salt? Is that sodium chloride?
Yeah, sodium chloride, which is found in our body. And it's used beautifully to help with anything like over dehydration or if there's too much water in the body, so it helps balance water in the body.
Is regular old table salt considered a cell salt?
Cell salts are diluted to the point of 6x, so they're much safer than the crude form.
I see.
And they're much easier, the body takes them on much easier. So they're close to homeopathy in the fact that they're, you know, on this energetic level, but they still have some of the substance in them. So they're different from homeopathy in that way.
So they still have an identified structure as an element, as calcium or iron or potassium, where homeopathic antidotes don't, I guess. What do you call them? Homeopathic drugs? Or I don't know what you even call them. They don't have the characteristic of the arsenic or whatever it is that you're using.
So in homeopathy, it's true that there is remedies that use like arsenicum and belladonna, and in crude form they'd be poisonous, but because they've been diluted to the point of nanoparticles, there's only the message or the nanoparticle remaining, and when matched to the disease, it treats like with like, so you cancel each other out, and it works very quickly. It's because it's so close to energetics that our body responds to it very quickly.
But cell salts still retain the characteristic of calcium or iron or magnesium.
Yes, they have some of the crude substance in them.
Got it.
Calcium, magnesium, iron, salt.
Fluoride is one of them too, right?
Yeah, calcium is another. Calcium fluoridicum.
Are these? Could I assume that calcium fluoride would be like a bone thing, for example, just because of calcium fluoride in the bone?
Yeah. So actually, calcium fluoridicum is best to help with any bone symptoms. So if a child isn't growing properly or if you break a bone, use that one. And kelp floor is used more to break down bone that's growing.
Old bone.
Like spurs and that kind of thing.
Got it. How about for the immune system? Are there cell salts that you can use for the immune system?
Yes, I usually combine serum floss, which helps the body carry more oxygen.
Say it again. What is it?
So it's ferrum, iron, ferritum, and the iron helps the body carry more hemoglobin or create more hemoglobin, which immediately helps the body carry more oxygen. So as soon as a cold or flu is felt, if you take ferrum floss immediately, the body will carry more oxygen and it helps your immune system.
So this is not the same as iron, like an iron supplement. You wouldn't get the same quantity of iron that you would with an iron supplement, correct?
No, it's different than iron in that it's not the crude form. It's in the cell salt 6X form. But what I find when people are lacking iron, if I give the remedy or the cell salt ferrum plus ferricum, they will absorb iron in their diet much more quickly, and they absorb the iron in the cell salt. Their body takes it on much more quickly than the food form. So it's a much safer supplement, and it doesn't cause constipation or any of the side effects.
Are these the kind of things you talk about in your podcast?
These are the things I talk about in my handbook. So the 12 cell salts and the homeopathic remedies. But my podcast, I do cover it, you know, intermittently. I cover homeopathy and cell salts and that kind of thing.
All right, last 15 seconds here. How do people get a hold of your book, and how do people get a hold of your podcast?
So my book is Friesen Press, F-R-I-E-S-E-N Press, book.friesenpress.com, and you look for James Empowered Handbook, J-A-Y-N-E-S. Is how you spell my name. And my podcast is Empowered Mind, Empowered Health, and that's up on iTunes and Spotify.
All the major platforms. Awesome, Jane.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for what you're doing, and on behalf of all Canadians, thank you for what you're doing for your Canadian brethren and sisters. Thanks for being on the bright side. And thanks for the book, too, as well. All right, that's Dr. Jane Marquise, naturopathic doctor, homeopath, and podcast host, and author of the new book, Jane's Empowered Handbook. And that is all the time we have for today on the bright side. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.